the ABC has abandoned plans to build its new Queensland headquarters at a site in Brisbane after it discovered the possibility of radioactive contamination. A year and a half ago, the national broadcaster had to abandon its Queensland headquarters at Toowong because of a breast cancer cluster among staff. Since then, staff have been working from several temporary locations. The managing director, Mark Scott, says today's decision to terminate the contract for the purchase of land at Newstead was not made lightly, but the health and well-being of staff was the overriding priority. Donna Field reports.
The ABC in Queensland has been without a permanent home for a year and a half after a breast cancer cluster forced the closure of its Toowong studios. Since then, the national broadcaster has been searching for a new home in Brisbane. Last November, Watpac Property announced it had secured one of the most prestigious and highly sought-after tenancies available in the market. The ABC had agreed to buy about 3,800 square metres of land at inner-city Newstead. But today, ABC Managing Director Mark Scott released a statement to staff explaining why the building won't be going ahead. He said,
"Recently, following completion of site remediation work, the ABC discovered the possibility of radioactive contamination affecting parts of the site. Further investigation revealed elevated levels of radiation above the naturally occurring background levels. The existence of any elevated levels of radiation is of great concern to the ABC. The breast cancer cluster among staff who worked at the former ABC studios at Toowong and the evacuation of those studios as a result of those health concerns is well known."
The ABC has terminated the contract of sale on the Newstead land and started action in the Supreme Court in Queensland. Developer Watpac says it will fight the action. Managing Director Greg Kempton says the ABC's decision came as a surprise because the site now meets very tough environmental standards.
"The contract was subject to a number of conditions, including a lengthy due diligence period in favour of the ABC and removal of the said site from the Environmental Management Register. The sale site was removed from the Environmental Management Register on the 30th of June 2008 and certified by the Environmental Protection Agency as suitable for any use, which is the highest classification. Furthermore, Queensland Health, known as Radiation Health, in their letter to the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, certified that the sale site has been successfully remediated. The contract is now unconditional, and Watpac regards the ABC as being in breach of their contractual obligations."
The Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance has welcomed the ABC's decision to abandon the Newstead site. Spokeswoman Michelle Ray.
"Well, obviously for the Alliance, the welfare of staff is paramount, so we find it very encouraging to hear that the ABC is taking serious the advice they've received on this analysis. And what we hope is that they can resolve their long-term accommodation issues as soon as possible, but always maintain staff's health and safety as a priority."
Ms. Ray says today's announcement will likely delay a permanent home for the ABC in Queensland, and the union will be meeting members to gauge their reactions to that.
"One of the things that we're concerned about is that these were always meant to be interim, and now that Newstead's not going to happen, it's becoming more of a permanent fixture. So we want to actually talk to members and actually start to resolve some of the issues that they may be facing."
The ABC says it will start identifying alternate sites immediately. But the Executive Director of the Property Council of Australia, Steve Greenwood, says that may prove difficult.
"Look, there's no doubt about it that the market in Brisbane for commercial and industrial sites is very tight at the moment. There's no doubt about that. And as a result, costs of acquiring that land is it's increasing. So if the ABC does pull out of this deal, it's going to have a bit of a challenge on its hand in finding another suitable site, that's for sure."
Steve Greenwood, Executive Director of the Property Council of Australia, ending Donna Field's report.